Okay, we're back debating the need for corporate tax cuts with our guest Vincent Geloso, economist at the Montreal Economic Institute, and Scott Clark, economic consultant and former deputy finance minister. He's in Ottawa. Scott, let's come back to you and pick it up where we left off. Vincent was talking about the issue of mobility of capital, i.e. foreign direct investment moving around the world to the best jurisdictions that it can find. What about that issue?
Well, I think he's correct. I mean, that capital is fairly mobile, and corporate income tax rates are one of the factors that capital would be looking at. And that, of course, was one of the major reasons why we started, or the government in 2000 started lowering corporate income tax rates from 28%, and the Conservative government continued to lower them. So we already have a very competitive corporate tax rate system vis-a-vis the U.S. Secondly, I don't see the corporate income tax rate coming down in the U.S. in the near term, given their fiscal situation. And thirdly, well, besides corporate income tax rates, there are a lot of other factors that are critical in determining where capital is going to move to. By that, I mean real capital, fixed investment, municipal taxes, provincial taxes, labor, travel costs, nearness to market. There's a whole set of factors that would be important in that decision.
So back to you, Vincent. I mean, what does it matter, another point and a half, given where we've come from and given everything Scott said?
The point and a half is actually quite important. We just have to look to the fact recently, first of all, the U.S. fiscal environment, as Mr. Clark noted, is not really competitive compared to ours, but we would have more ground to actually put ourselves in a competitive hedge. And we just have to look at Tim Hortons. I mean, Tim Hortons just came back to Canada, moved back its social headquarters to Canada because of uncompetitive fiscal measures in the United States. So basically, because of that, we're
not because they weren't selling donuts and coffee in New England, that New Englanders weren't buying it like they do here.
They're just moving the headquarters back to Canada. So in a way, we're kind of putting, if you may allow me to joke, we're putting back the Canada and Tim Hortons in a sort.
Okay, but I want to follow up with you, Vincent, on the issue Scott raised about perhaps there being better places to focus on, i.e. the deficit. Why, from your point of view, isn't paying down the deficit as important for Canadian competitiveness as another point and a half cut in corporate taxes?
Well, first of all, I agree completely with reducing the deficit, and there are spending cuts to be made. But we have to remember, from the entire stimulus package that actually occurred, the most efficient part of it was the 13-point-something billion dollars in tax relief that occurred. That was probably the most efficient part of it. Now, there are probably parts of the stimulus package that could be cut. For example, the housing tax credit, agricultural subsidies could be cut, corporate welfare could be cut. There could also be reforms to employment insurance, which could actually also trim government spending. There's a lot of place, I mean, considerable amount of place to actually reduce government
specifically,
spending.
Specifically, give me some specifics. What would you cut? I mean, would you cut defense?
I mean, depending on our commitment, yes, but we have to remember the fact that reducing the corporate tax rate would actually be partially offset, as I've mentioned earlier, by possible increased investment, and also, in the long run, would actually help the government attain fiscal stability. I mean, we're not going to get balanced budget tomorrow morning, but there's considerable cuts in corporate welfare that could be done, as again, agricultural subsidies, international trade. I mean, the subsidies granted to agricultural markets are gigantic. They're overing in billions of dollars. They could be cut easily, and that's a place to cut. But we have to remember,
Scott doesn't think so easily, and he's written a lot of these budgets.
No.
Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah. I mean, that's just not right that there are cuts that can be made easily. I mean, agricultural subsidies were cut in 1995. Where the agricultural subsidies are now is in Quebec. All right, so there's nothing easy about cutting that particular. Particular subsidy. I mean, I always say to people who tell me, oh, it's easy to cut, exactly what you said, Howard, show me where it is you would cut. Show me exactly where it is you would cut. Because you need a fair amount of cutting to deal with the structural deficit that we have in place and that we can expect to have after the second half of in the second half of this decade. Now, I want to go back to the point about corporate income taxes. The Department of Finance issued its own document I think in 2009, which listed in order of importance the various initiatives and their impact on jobs. And corporate income tax was at the bottom.
So
that's the Department of Finance. That's not me or anybody else. That was their own document.
So let me just change gears here a little bit, because Michael Ignatieff of the Liberal Party wants this to go back to 18%, and he's talking a lot about the need to beef up social programs, setting aside deficits, setting aside competitiveness. Scott, back to you on this, because again, you know this file from your time in the department. What about the increased demands on social program spending as guys like me in the boomer cohort continue to get older?
Well, Howard, I relate to that since I'm already in the boomer court, boomer section.
I'm at the tail end.
I'm very sensitive to this, okay? Well, you know, there is a very important decision that the federal government is going to face in 2013, 2014, and that is they will have to renegotiate the federal-provincial transfer agreement for health and social spending. That comes to an end, right? That was put in a number of years ago with the Liberal government. That has to be renegotiated. Now, that particular set of programs, particularly health, is going to be under tremendous pressure in the second half of this decade and beyond because of what you just said. Aging of the population, that its impact on those particular programs, and the impact of aging on the population on slowing down economic growth and the potential for revenue growth. So you are moving into a serious structural deficit problem and an imbalance between spending pressures for health primarily and lower revenues. And you can't ignore that. It seems like a long way away, but it really isn't. The first decision will be taken in 2 years, and that will be key. So this goes back to the question of just cutting spending. It's not a simple thing to do, whether it's a transfer or a direct program in the government. Cuts are not easy to do. And the other thing, Howard, my last point is, this government has never cut anything.
Okay, well, we've got about a minute and a half for you to respond to that, Vincent.
Well, actually, I know the Conservative government has mentioned that it wouldn't touch transfers to provinces, but I completely agree with Mr. Clark. It should be something that should be considered. Transfers to provinces have increased dramatically, and it ought to be considered. And I mean, we have to consider the entire spending column, and if it has to include transfers to provinces, it has to be included. And that includes the Transfert canadien pour la santé, the healthcare transfer, and the social programs transfer. That ought to be reviewed as well, according to how much transfers to provinces have exploded since 2006. But we have to remember attaining deficit. As I said earlier, it could be partially offset the revenue loss by increased investment from on the side of businesses, responding to the new incentive in the fiscal environment. But I keep saying I agree with Mr. Clark. I mean, they may not sound easy politically, but they're really easy places to see. We see federal transfers to provinces increase. We see huge increases in program spending and corporate welfare, agricultural subsidies, and they could be cut as well. So, yes.
Howard, can I just make one point?
Sure,
one
quickly.
Quick point.
Yeah.
The provinces are financially worse off, most of them, than the federal government. So I'm not recommending downloading the transfers onto provinces who don't have the economic capacity to replace that transfer income that easily. It's not a simple matter, again, of simply saying I'm going to cut spending. It raises huge and important issues in terms of federal-provincial relations and where the direction of this government's going.
Okay, gentlemen, unfortunately we're out of time. So much to talk about, but great to have the two of you with me today. Many thanks to both of you.
It was
my
a great pleasure.
Thank you. That's Scott Clark and Vincent Geloso joining us today on Headline. Up next, the Headline Mailbag. We'll be right back.